This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at FredandJeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Correct.
So, Jeffrey, lots of stuff going on. Last week was the big Cyclovia event, and I did not see you out on the bike.
Yeah, I wasn't too interested in... What was I doing last weekend? I had a lot of stuff that we were up to last weekend. Oh, we had the Centurion Halloween party at Tucson Country Club. That was a gigantic success. And then we just trick-or-treated around the neighborhood, trick-or-treated for cocktails. Kids ran around looking for candy bars and stuff. So they, 2 hours of looking for candy.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we just, cooked some steaks on the grill, hung out, low-key getting ready back for Monday at school.
Oh, how sweet.
How was Cyclovia?
Oh, Cyclovia was wonderful. Did my annual smoking while riding around... the 2 mile route.
I thought that was your weekly smoking while riding your bike around.
This is one of the fun things I do. Is my life of irony. I smoke a cigar while I ride a bicycle, and then all the hippies, give me dirty looks. But that's just fun.
All the hippies?
All the greenies who like, oh, you're so sick.
Aren't these your people down on Fourth Avenue?
No,
your peeps?
This is a different set of people.
Ah, yeah. Got it.
So lots of stuff going on. We actually got, there's this thing called Clean Comedy Shows.
Yeah, the Clean Comedy Shows, absolutely. $10 gets you in.
Yeah, in Marana.
Uh-huh.
But we have, they sent us like about a billion tickets to get in for free.
Ooh.
So anybody who calls
Why am I always last to hear about that?
Anybody who calls us up at 520-428-5104. We'll send you out passes. Tell us how many you want. We'll send them out to you.
First Friday of the month, 7:30 p.m. Falcon Auditorium at Marana Middle School.
Yeah.
So the MaranaLaughs.com Clean Comedy Show.
Yeah,
guaranteed so, funny or your money back, and it's free.
Yeah. So
that's funny in itself.
520-428-5104. And
love it.
You can get as many tickets as you would like.
Well, and of course, folks, you know that this first portion of the Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by our good friends at TucsonHappenings.com. Check them out for all the fun things that are happening here in the Old Pueblo. Like next Sunday, November 15th, is the Crush Party. The Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance are having their Crush Party. Got to go to that. It's a 21 and over event. 12 to 3 general admission. Southern Arizona's largest outdoor rare wine, fine art, and exceptional food festival dedicated to raising money for the Tucson Museum of Art. Got to go check that out. Fred, have you ever been to a crush party?
I've been to a party where I've been crushed.
And you were in Jell-O, right?
No.
Yeah, you
no
were
Jell-O
crushed
involved.
In the Jell-O.
No Jell-O involved.
Nice.
Hey, so this week is actually the last of the 2015 Downtown Lecture Series. The Elusive Self in Life and Death is presented by the University of Arizona College of Behavioral Sciences.
Right.
So, well, it's social and behavior sciences. So they've had five lectures. Actually, the one last week before Halloween was the Immortality of the Vampire, which cracked me up.
Oh, no. The one that was this week.
No.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, before Halloween. It was the Vampires.
Awesome.
So,
and it was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation has their Festival of Life banquet at the Tucson Chinese Cultural Center coming up on Saturday. Please attend that. There's actually a huge, huge... Oh, wow. Just noticed that. A huge... a fundraiser for SAFE, and they provide services for families and patients suffering from and touched by HIV/AIDS in the community of Tucson. All the money they raise there stays in our community. Let's see, also coming up Saturday at the Reed Park Bandshell, featuring the Zumba master himself, Laszlo Berish.
God love him.
Is the second annual Hats Off to Heroes, Tucson's tribute to American veterans. And by the way, Veterans Day is coming up, so thanks to all of our veterans and their service to our country in the hopes that we can maintain our freedoms. But this November 14th, Saturday, they're going to have a fun run starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's a resource fair for veterans, displays from different military branches, a food court, live music from Laszlo Berish and Tucson Pops Orchestra, with special guest the American Bombshells.
And they are three beautiful women who sing like angels.
And then
awesome.
Fireworks at 7:30 at the Bandshell.
That's awesome.
So that's
thank
all
you, Laszlo.
Going through. Here's another.
You know, I was talking to my friend Donna over at Alvernon Optical and telling her that she should absolutely go to that show.
Why?
Because she's never seen Laszlo and the Pops perform. She couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So hopefully she'll be out there.
Another Saturday, November 14th event coming up is the Presidio San Agustin del Tucson Museum having their second Living History Day of the season. We'll put a link on that to friendjeff.com. But essentially, it's a Presidio comes alive with all sorts of stuff going on at the Presidio downtown Tucson. But go to friendjeff.com for more information. Today is the last day of the 8th annual Tucson Comic-Con.
Oh, boy.
What?
The last year they had over 15,000 participants at the convention center here in Tucson for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
This year they've outdone themselves.
It's
been
10?
Unbelievable.
10?
10. 15,010? No, a lot more than that.
Really?
And we're getting great ideas. If you go down to Comic-Con, Tucson Comic-Con, we're getting great ideas for next year's Centurion event because, of course, the theme for the 2016 Centurion event is Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And we're raising money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be a good one.
Starting, let's see, next Saturday and Sunday is the Open Studio Tour. That is all over Tucson, sponsored by the Tucson Pima Arts Council. All this stuff will be linked to fredandjeff.com.
You say that.
I do.
But is it true?
It is true.
Are you lying to our listeners?
Next Sunday.
Because if I go to the Fred Jeff Show webpage right now,
yeah.
I'm still looking at Banu.
No, you're wrong about that.
Well, I'm going to look right now. Here I am looking at Banu.
So next Sunday is the 2015 Tucson Buddy Walk for Down Syndrome Awareness. What if you screwed up all my paperwork? So on this is the coolest thing of all.
Cooler than Comic-Con?
On Friday the 13th.
Oh, you know what? I stand corrected, yeah. Fred.
On Friday the 13th, from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Yeah?
Is the annual Scream-O-Rama. At
the Loft.
At the Loft. 12 hours of nonstop terror. It's like $5 to get in.
Any you got any of the shows there? Any of the lineups?
No, I don't actually. Well, actually, let me see. Oh, The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Friday 13th, Part 2.
Yes.
Jeepers Creepers.
I haven't seen that one.
They're all amusing. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yes.
The Loved Ones.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one.
Monkey Shines.
Nope.
And Humanoids from the Deep.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, plus vintage horror trailers, scary short films, repulsive giveaways, and drink specials, barf bags, and more.
And if you stay the whole time, if you're there from the beginning to the end, you get a special prize.
Which is what?
I can't tell you. You have to be there from the beginning
to
the end.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
All I can tell you is it's worth the wait.
And so here's tickets I'm trying to scam for myself. Stephen Wright's going to be at the Rialto on November 13th.
What do you mean trying to scam them?
Well, I don't like paying for tickets. I like people giving them to me.
You're like my friend Jerry Myron.
Oh,
Jerry's never passed up a free ticket.
Well, you know why.
Cool. All right, so we're going to take a break now or are we going to keep rolling?
Keep on rolling.
All right, so folks, we've got a couple guys here. By the way, we're here at Anthony's Cigar Emporium on Broadway and Craycroft.
Yeah.
In the, what's the shopping center called?
William
the
Center.
Lovely William Center parking lot.
Yeah.
And we're here, surprisingly, there are guys in here smoking cigars this early on a Sunday morning. Who'd have figured? But we're here with Ronnie Reyna, who is... Ronnie, what are you? You're the executive director?
Yes, sir. I'm the director of the Battle of Badges.
Of the Battle of the Badges. Tell us about this.
It's an event where we have first responders, police officer, firemen, Department of Corrections, Border Patrol, you name it, in the ring. They box 3 1.5-minute rounds, and it's all for charity.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Whose idea was this?
It started about 8 years ago by a couple of Tucson police officers, Mark Doe and Pablo Camargo. Mark has left the force. Pablo's still on it. And now they have asked me to take it over, so I've taken it over the last 3 years.
That's great. That's great. So is it hard to find police officers that want to beat the crap out of each other?
Yeah, it is sometimes.
I mean, that's kind of a loaded question.
Well, yeah, I try not to let officers fight officers. I try to let them fight like a fireman or...
Oh, yeah, the police officers always want to take out... There's that fireman or, yeah. Or Border Patrol. Or and who's the fourth? The sheriffs?
Yes, sir.
Sheriff's office. So you got Tucson Police, Pima County Sheriffs, the Border Patrol, and the firemen.
And, yes, we have also the Sheriff's Department Corrections. We've got... Tohoto O'odham Fire Department. I've got Pascuayaki Fire. Police.
So you're all over the place. Anyone with a badge, you're going to recruit to help raise some money for charity.
Yes.
And what are the charities you guys are raising money for?
We raise money for the Shop with Cops program.
Time out.
Yes, sir.
Shop with a Cop is a fantastic program.
Why, thank you.
Tell our listeners more about that program.
Well, it's where... TPOA sponsors 300 kids to a hunt, gives them $100 each. They go to Target and they spend $30,000. And it's a wonderful, like you said, to socioeconomic kids who cannot afford that. It brings a tear to your eyes because it brings a smile to their face.
That's awesome. And when they're taking these kids to Target, they're buying more than just toys.
Oh, absolutely. They're buying well-needed clothing. They're buying... We try to encourage them to buy a little something for themselves, maybe a toy or something.
Sure. But
most of the stuff you'll see them even share and buy something for their mom and dad or their brothers and sisters.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys are raising money for the Shop with a Cop program.
Yes, sir.
So can't think of anything better.
Well, you got the Tucson Youth Development in South Tucson. We help with the Christmas party that they have where Danny Ekstrom and his boys, they wrap over 8,000 Christmas gifts.
Wow.
And that's an amazing event also. And we also give to the Hunter Club, which helps all the law enforcement officers who have passed away. It helps their families. We also help the Pascuayaki Tribe with their Christmas party.
Wow, good for you guys, Ronnie. That's outstanding.
Thank you, Jeff.
So how many participants will you have this year?
We have so far... 12 fights. I think we might top out at 13 if I can get another fight for a Tohoto O'odham firefighter lady. She wants to fight. She's 5'1", 115 pounds, 45 years of age. So if anybody's out there, you know, it's law enforcement related, let me know.
5'1".
115.
115 pounds. She's
45 years old, and she's a pistol. She's a swell girl, Lisa Payne, and she's just...
She wants to put some pain on someone else,
she's
right?
She's itching. She's itching to fight. Yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome. Good for you. So now you brought a friend with you.
Yes, sir. Not only is he a friend, he's one of the fighters. He is 4-0. He's going for his fifth fight, but more importantly, Blake Diamond was just... It was just announced that he was named the Tucson Police Officer of the Year. So that's pretty nice accolade.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, whose palm did you grease to get that honor?
You know,
come on. What did you do to do that?
Honestly, you get put in for the award. It's a high prestigious award within our department. Your supervisors, somebody in your command structure, takes a look at something that you've done, and they write a huge write-up and essentially send it into an award committee, and you get selected.
Well, now, what did you do? What was it that got you in the queue to be top cop?
Well, you know, again, when you ask that question, there's a lot of things. I was always a very active officer, going out and being in my community, doing a lot of the stuff through the charity with Battle of the Badges. Also, I was a reservist in the U.S. Military as a CID special agent. went out and deployed while with TPD and worked on some very big, high-profile criminal investigations over in Afghanistan. So really, I held myself to a high standard, came back, some commanders and supervisors noticed that, and put me in for the award.
And you got the accolades you deserve. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
That's wonderful. So where are you from?
Originally, I was a military kid, traveled all over, went to high school down in Sierra Vista. Buena High School,
class
yes.
of
2000.
Oh, you're just a kid.
Yeah, so went down there and joined the military from there. So myself followed in my dad's footsteps. So.
Now, when Ronnie was saying you're 3-0 in the last three events, three of the last Battle of the Badge
He's
events.
He's actually 4-0.
Oh, you're 4-0.
Yeah.
And are you fighting again this year?
I am.
Now, how do you guys choose? Does Ronnie get to choose your opponent, or do you guys get? How do you know? You're what? About how tall are you?
5'11".
5'11", 180 pounds.
You're spot on. That's pretty good.
All right, yeah. And then you're and so how do you know Ronnie's not going to stick a a 6'6", 310-pound firefighter with you?
That has nothing to do with who I choose. You can only hope and go in and fight the fight that you can do.
Good for you. Well, thank you so much for what you guys are doing. Ronnie, give us the rundown again. It's November 14th.
It's November 14th at the Casino del Sol, 5655 West Valencia. Gates open at 5. The fights will start at 7. And Jeff and Fred, we're very happy to announce that I have Alicia Keyworth from Beverly Hills coming in to sing the national anthem.
Sweet.
And then our intermission break, I've got Miguel del Castillo from Hermosillo coming to sing.
That's wonderful.
Yes, sir.
And tickets are how much?
They are $10 to $40, 10 grass seats, and then 20, 30, and 40, whichever.
40 bucks, you get the sweat and blood.
Absolutely.
On you.
Right in front row. Yes, sir.
You're right there.
Yes, sir.
And they're available?
They're available by calling me at 322-0370 or at the Casino del Sol.
Excellent. Good luck.
Thank you for having
Thank
us,
you
Fred,
both
Jeff.
For what you guys are doing. It's awesome.
Thank
we
you
really
very
appreciate
much.
It. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on The Fred Jeff Show.
This bit of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are talking about the people, the places, events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Why? Because we can.
Yeah.
And we're proud of our little town.
Yeah, and one of the most organically grown events happens tonight, but a lot of other events...
Actually, it concludes tonight.
Well, the event itself, there's a lot of things that have grown up around it.
Right.
But the All Souls Procession is tonight, starting... I see people start gathering around 6th Avenue and 7th Street.
That's right, 6th Avenue and just south of 6th Street.
Yeah, and we're here with Susan Tiss.
Hi.
Who is representing Many Mouths, One Stomach, who are the producers of the All Souls Procession.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, the producers of the procession.
Right.
The caretakers of it.
I like it.
Yeah. So like this is what annual...
It's the 26th this year. We celebrated our 25th anniversary just last year. So 26 years, kind of amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing. It is amazing. And how? And just so the two listeners that don't know, how did this thing get started?
It started 26 years ago when our local artist and my friend, Susan Johnson, felt the need to do something memorializing the death of her father and something to help her cope with some of the various conflicting emotions that come with the death of a loved one. And she put together a performance piece with just a few artist friends, and several of us were downtown to watch it. It was actually ended up being 3 days with masks and celebration. And
it was a three-day performance?
It was a performance art piece that she did 3 times.
Okay.
And there was a processing downtown with this event, ending up at her studio with a performance. And the following year, a small group of us felt like we needed to do that again, that it was something that really spoke to us. And each year after that, a few more people and a few more people joined, and it became bigger. And eventually, Flam Shen's founders, Nadia and Paul, took it over, and Many Mouths, One Stomach was formed. It's a whole history.
And Flam Shen, what's that?
Flam Shen is a fire performance troupe, which is also part of the group of people that originated this.
Cool.
And so, yeah, now we've gone from one person's performance art piece to about 100 and probably this year about 150, 160,000 people will show up to either watch or walk with us.
150,000?
We think so.
People.
Yeah, last year we think it was over 130,000, closer to 150. So
that's
it's just grown remarkably, yes.
And it's happening tonight.
It's happening tonight. We gather at 4 o'clock. At 6th Avenue, just south of 6th Street. If you want to walk with us, that's where you want to be, if you want to walk the whole procession. If you want to watch the procession, we start walking about 6:30. We will go down 6th Avenue under the underpass. We'll turn on to Alameda. We'll take Alameda down to Granada. Then we take Granada to Congress. We go under the underpass, and we end up at the finale site at the Mercado de San Agustin. And you can find a place anywhere along that path if you want to just watch. But we recommend if you want to walk with us, you either come to the gathering, which is a wonderful event in and of itself now, or just join in at any point along that path.
Wow, it's going to be crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
It's crazy, but it's not crazy like Mardi Gras or crazy like the...
oh, yeah, there's no drunken revelry happening.
That's not what it's about. It's really a reverential event. Part of why we hold it on a Sunday evening is to maintain that space of reverence.
Love it.
So
it
really helps.
Well, we have more with you. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. And I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Did you? What was it? Did you forget something?
No.
This is Fred and Jeff Show.
No, I was just watching the... the meter's going up and down.
Oh, you're mesmerized. I'm hypnotized.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly correct, Fred.
We invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Now, Jeffrey, we are broadcasting from Anthony Cigar Emporium at the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft.
To call this place Alex's Man Cave.
Yeah, so Alex is the manager here. And so you may hear some outbursts from him in the background.
Yeah, some outbursts. I don't know what he's over there screaming and yelling about.
And you've been hearing, if you've listened to the entire show, you've probably been listening to him pontificate about something.
How terrible the Broncos are.
Yeah.
How much he loves the U of A football team.
Yeah.
His three ex-wives.
All that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff. That's good stuff.
So we are sitting here at Anthony's, and we encourage people to come down and visit us, because we're here most of the time as well.
Yes, and when you see Alex, remind him that there are more words in the English vocabulary that start with four letters that he should try to know.
Okay.
Like darn.
So we...
And
We've been talking to Susan Tiss, who is representing Many Mouths, One Stomach, and I guess you're a legacy member of the Old Souls Procession.
You could say that. I'm the self-proclaimed...
No, he just did.
Oh, he did.
Yes,
right.
He did.
I'm the self-proclaimed, and now acknowledged, I think, photo archivist. So I've been photographing the procession since the mid-90s. If you go to our website, allsoulsprocession.org, you'll see some of my photos, along with photos from some other fantastic photographers. You'll also be able to find the rough guide to the procession, which has that route that I talked about in
right,
the last
earlier.
Segment.
Right.
And you can donate.
Geez, you got the whole, all the terminology down.
And it's a fantastic
the last segment.
Yeah.
Wowee. You've done this before.
I have, a little bit. I also volunteer at Sun Sounds, so.
Oh, love Sun Sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they serve the best beer in Tucson.
Don't they? Once
they do.
A year. It's awesome.
God love them.
And it just happened a little while back.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. How did that go, by the way?
You know, it went well. I don't have all the figures for how we did, so I don't want to.
They made
take
a buck,
this segment, but I think they did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sun Sounds is great.
And speaking of how that goes, the All Souls Procession, of course, is something that is community funded.
Wait, how do we
well.
Get back there?
Well, because we have donations on our website.
So there's a good question. So you're thinking about 150,000 people
right.
will either participate or line the streets
exactly.
of downtown Tucson
yep.
tonight
yep.
for the All Souls Procession.
That's right.
And it's not cheap.
It costs $10.
It costs...
No, it's free.
No, well, it's free to attend, but it is not free to present.
Oh,
the more people
now what
that
do you mean present?
Up, well, the more people that show up for this event, the more infrastructure needs to be behind it.
Right.
Barricades, porta-potties, very mm-hmm. important. Police officers, like in your last segment, they're there to help make sure that everybody's safe and able to attend and enjoy. Permits from the city and the county, the roads, we have to close the roads. So there's a lot of infrastructure that happens, plus the lights and the sound and the things that make the event something to watch and listen to. And it's all funded by community members. This is not something that's sponsored by any corporation. We get a little bit of money from the city in the form of grants. It costs us over $100,000 to make this happen. We get about $10,000 in the form of grants from the city. And the rest of it is by people like me and you and others donating $1, $5, $10, whatever you can donate. If everybody that attended just gave a dollar, we would actually have money left to start for next year.
Oh, that's awesome. So, I remember a couple years ago, our Uncle Paul was riding around on a bicycle with a gigantic hat.
Yep.
A big old,
he
like, upside-down top
hat. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and people were throwing dollars yep. and change and all kinds of stuff
yep.
in there.
That's how we do it.
How much do you get out of the donations the night of the event?
The night of? You know, I don't want to give you an exact number because I don't know for sure. But
well, because I kind of want you, because I want to know if I need to roll Paul this year.
Yeah.
Or if I just entice him to go to Barrio at the end.
No, we get a significant amount in the thousands in the donations
that's
on the
wonderful.
Night of across all of the different people that are collecting, because there are a lot of folks collecting. But I would say the bulk of our donations come throughout the year as people donate in various ways, either online or at fundraisers that we have. If they purchase one of our t-shirts or one of our calendars, some of well, that
and you guys just
as
had
well.
The big wrestling event at the Rialto.
Yes, we did. That
the
was a new
night
one.
Of La Luncha Wrestling.
Yeah, that was a new one this year
good
for
times.
Us.
Good times.
We have a lot of people in the community who support us and are now doing their own things and giving some of the proceeds to the procession. The 4th Avenue Merchants Association just did a 3-day long extravaganza where sales and proceeds from some of the sales went to us. Popcycle on 4th Avenue does a silent auction with some of their well-known artists, and those proceeds go to the procession.
Actually, I had an item in the silent auction.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have that
Fantastic.
Night blooming Sirius picture?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, thank
Fred's
you
very,
so much.
Fred's very, very, very proud of it. It's really good, too.
That's fantastic.
Very nice. Fred yeah. did a nice job.
So we love the support that we get from our community. It's
well,
we wouldn't
love
be able
the event.
To do it if we couldn't. So.
That's awesome. So... is there a repository for all the pictures that you've taken over the last...
That's a great question. So I personally have a Flickr page, which I could give you guys the address to if you wanted to see just my photos. But if you want to see the photos by all of the fantastic photographers, because we have a wonderful media circle now, then go to allsoulsprocession.org. And there are... the site's just been revamped. It's really easy to navigate. You can find the
yeah,
information.
It is really nice.
I agree.
Yeah.
yeah, it's a nice
so
site.
So you'll find photos, a media library. You'll also find blog posts about what's happening. It talks about this year's theme, which is unmournable bodies, which is a little bit different for us.
Unmournable bodies.
Yeah, so think about the folks who are forgotten, the folks who maybe we don't think to mourn for, forgotten refugees, prisoners, people who have come back, veterans who've come back from the wars, and then they commit suicide. You know, we do a lot to honor veterans who are killed in combat, but sometimes we forget about the ones who come back and then aren't supported. For me personally this year, I'm walking for dogs who are on the E-list. So those dogs that are deemed unadoptable, they're too old, they're too shy, maybe they're beat up, maybe they've been the victims of fighting, and they don't even get a chance to be adopted, and they are euthanized.
We're our family is going out. We're walking in memory of a little girl named Dana Morgan.
Wonderful.
Who passed away from complications of having leukemia.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a great kid. And so the Morgan family and our family, as a matter of fact, last weekend we went to the funeral home on...
Oh, where we had the workshops.
Yes.
Yeah, down on 6th Avenue
That's
in
right.
Stone. I probably saw you there. Was there.
We helping. Were making masks and lanterns. And it was amazing. And it was not only was it so welcoming, but the art that they'd already produced that kind of gave us a template for what we wanted to do.
Right.
Fabulous.
That's one of the beautiful things about this is the community that it builds.
Totally.
And the fact that it can mean something different for each person, but we're still there together, giving us a space in which to mourn. And that's something that's pretty rare in our culture right now.
That's
the
awesome.
The freedom to just do that and to do that in whatever way works for you. It might be joyous. It might not be joyous. But you have that permission when you're part of this event.
So you bring up a good point. This event started because someone, tell me her name again.
Susan Johnson.
Susan Johnson was mourning the loss of her dad.
Correct.
But the Dia de los Muertos, because we're a border town, is steeped in tradition and folklore. And there's a lot of history behind this event. Not just the All Souls procession, but actually, you know, how we treat our dead. And folks, we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to give you the history and tell you why this event, the All Souls procession, has become so meaningful in our little border town, but also the history of the Dia de los Muertos. So stick around. There's more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we are sitting at Anthony Cigar Emporium at the Williams Center, Broadway and Craycroft, listening to Alex hack up a lung. I think he...
He's not hacking up a lung. He's over there complaining about something.
Smoking a bad cigar or something.
No, never a bad cigar.
You can never get
Cigar Emporium.
Yeah, you can never get a bad cigar here.
Never.
Ever. And even if you do, you can't.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No, actually, if you get a bad cigar, if it's plugged or, you know, just take it to Alex and he'll tell you to go take a hike.
No, he'll trade. Hey, Alex, if I get a bad cigar from you, will you trade it out? Yes, he will. There you go, Fred. Satisfaction guaranteed here from Alex at Anthony's Cigar Emporium on Broadway and Craycroft.
So we were talking about the All Souls procession, and we've been talking to Susan Tisk, who is, I guess you are, you said earlier, the official photog of All Souls.
I would say the archival photographer. So I have just taken it upon myself to document the event and things around it every year. So I'm at the workshops photographing at the event itself, at the preparation, rehearsals, so that we have a record. And now, I started out as the only one. Now, we probably have, well, we have at least 20 or 30 people that are officially part of our media circle, and then almost everybody at the event has a camera now,
right?
Because it's on
Everyone's
our phone.
Everyone's got a camera in your pocket.
So,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, my, actually, my, the papier-mâché for me is still drying.
Really?
So I'll have my
You did
mask.
Paper mache?
Yeah, big old paper mache. So my mask will be ready for tonight.
It is not unusual to have a few fresh hot glue gun burns or a little bit of extra paper mache
like
just before the event starts. That's a common theme.
Yep. So we were talking earlier about all the symbolism. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, when Susan Johnson began this event, it was symbolic, a cathartic experience that she created to mourn the death of her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have in Mexico the Día de los Muertos, which Dulce Souls is loosely created around.
Yeah, I would say that it's definitely a huge influence on the event. And as the event has grown, other influences have come in as well because it is an incredibly diverse event. But because we're here and we're on the border and the culture that is here is steeped in that, it will always be a very big part of the event. Día de los Muertos, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, they're all definitely part of it, but they're not the only part of it.
Yeah, and so with us we have Lynn Gardner, who is a, I guess you have many hats. You're a professional speaker, a entrepreneur.
And I lead International Journeys of Transformation workshops that study on location.
Right.
And this is a culture we studied on location and the traditions and actually attended.
So you were going to provide some insight as far as the symbology of All Souls and the deal. What?
Yeah, I like that word, symbology. It's like pickle to me. It's just a funny word.
You know what's interesting to me is that actually the traditions in Central America around the Aztec and the Mayan are over 3,000 plus years old. And they had it in August. They didn't have it in November. When the Spaniards came, the church moved it to the dates it's now held on.
Well, it was more, you know, it was probably a lot better for the church at that point. You know, they were doing a lot of things earlier in the year.
More convenient for the priests.
Yeah, they had some cake sales and, you know, they were doing some stuff.
Well,
so they tried to get everybody involved.
You know, the Aztec totally loved skulls. They considered those good fortune. And they kept the skulls around beloveds, because they considered that was the birth into the next life. It wasn't just a skull.
Interesting.
And so these wonderful traditions, these beautiful skulls that are made out of sugar now, were made and are still being made in Central America, not just Mexico. And they show the different aspects of what the person did during the day of their lives. Now, we went to the ceremonies at night in the cemeteries. Incredible. To see the joy. They brought flowers, the marigolds. They had bands. They brought food so that the beloved would have their special food that they loved.
And they left it there?
Yes.
Or they partook of it themselves as
well? Well, they shared. It was
okay.
Like a picnic.
Yeah.
And then they also had mirrors and combs and a dish of water for their beloveds to freshen up. But interestingly, the roots that go even beyond this across the seas are in the Celts.
Really?
And the Celts, actually, they called it All Hallows, and that's where our Halloween comes from. And they did trick-or-treat. They figured if they brought gifts for the beloved spirits, then that was the treat. If they didn't bring the right gifts, they might get tricked.
And so this wasn't like prankster children. It was angry ghosts who didn't get their...
That's right.
Didn't get their favorite comb or their favorite treat.
This was never around children. There is a ceremony and a special night for the souls of infants. And that's a little different. But there's so many traditions across our globe that have the same type of respect for the soul and the afterlife, and that there is an afterlife. And so to live a good life is the key to the afterlife. So when they have the ceremonies in the cemeteries, there's candles, there's flowers, there's bands, there's food, there's congeniality. I mean, this is something that goes on in the middle of the night. and it's wonderful to see it. It sort of elevates the spirits. So if Tucson gets a taste, just even a taste of how wonderful it is, it may actually affect someone's thinking and someone's concept of death. I've been through the near-death experience, and I've also gone through the death of my younger son. And I totally believe in the afterlife. I think that this is a privilege each day to live a life, and if we can do it with joy and we honor those who have gone on, then we're not afraid of death and we get to live life. It's the history behind this just really elevates it to a whole new level, and with 150,000 people, there may be some that really understand it. But it would be wonderful if there was a handout for those that don't. I even brought some copal with me to show you what copal looks like.
This what is copal?
This is what they burn.
Here, like an incense?
It to you. This has to be burned, and it has an incredible scent to it.
So you were saying earlier that the decorations had something to do with the person who passed away, who died.
Yes, yes.
So the skull or the decorations would be a sort of memorial to them. So,
that's correct.
But we, I mean, typically we see a sugar skull, we see the flowers and
yes.
webs and just different designs like that. So if I were to put like,
a bottle of tequila and a cigar.
Yes, absolutely. Or they smoke cigars like they have here at the shop. You'd put
well,
a cigar
now.
By them.
See, I celebrate Dia de los Muertos every day. Every single day, I'm celebrating.
If you're a Ronstadt male, you are celebrating Dia de los Muertos just about every day because of the agave nectar.
That's right.
It's called medicinal agave.
Yes.
Is that called tequila on the side?
No, it's called medicinal agave.
Okay.
And it's, the rest of us call it tequila.
See, I'm a transplant, so I don't know all this.
Oh, where are you from?
L.A. and New York.
L.A. and New York.
Yes.
How did you get together? That's quite a distance.
Her head started in New York.
And her feet were in L.A. And
they walked, one floated to Tucson, the other one walked.
Where were you born originally?
Los Angeles.
In L.A., okay.
Yes.
And then you migrated East
My
Coast back to
migrated,
West.
Migrated. And then I migrated. And then I had an offer to head up a pilot program that involved death-type things. And it was peripheral with the university. They didn't get the grant funding, but I got to Tucson, and I got to tell you, I love it.
Awesome.
I mean, I don't want to leave.
Awesome. Good for you. Well, we don't want you to.
I mean, here we are, almost the middle of November?
It's gorgeous outside, isn't it?
And shorts and tank tops.
Yeah, well, don't get Thanksgiving on us too quickly. It's
okay.
It's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thanks for coming down to the show and sharing a little history and the background of the Dia de los Muertos. Where can folks go if they want to learn more about this?
They can call me if they're interested in getting information at 749-0291, or they can actually open up my website, which is lynngardner.com.
Awesome. I'll have a link to that on the website as well.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn.
FredJeff.com.
And you'll find the same traditions in Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Ironically.
That is cool. That's very cool. Thanks so much for coming and sharing with
Pleasure.
with Fred and I and our listeners, mom and dad. So, Fred, you want to give those tickets away to the Battle of the Bands?
No, we still have a couple more minutes. I want to finish off with Susan.
But I want to give those tickets away because you'll forget.
No, I thought you were just going to take them.
No, I told Ronnie I'd give them away. Folks, we have two sets of tickets. Are they the good ones or to give us the grass tickets?
These look like grass tickets.
No, they're
not. Oh, no, they're VIP box tickets.
Whoa, we have two sets of VIP box tickets.
If you call us at 520-428-5104, the first, we give away all those Marana Comedy Club things. So.
Yeah. But yes. We'll know. It's a Google voicemail, so you'll get the voicemail, folks, and just we'll know by the timestamp who number one and number two are for the Battle of the Badges.
There you go. And Susan, any last words about the procession? You want to thank some local sponsors?
Yeah, so we can thank several local sponsors, the Rialto Theater, Pop Cycle, the 4th Avenue Merchants Association, for sure, And I would like to thank Many Mouths, One Stomach. I know they're the sponsoring organization, but they do so much work for this. And the Tucson City for the grants that they've given us this year.
How many volunteers does Many Mouths, One Stomach have?
You know what? I can't even count how many. There are dozens and dozens and dozens between the workshops and the crew that helps set up the event and the people that help us sell merchandise. There's just too many to name them all.
Well, so that's okay.
Know that you're all thanked, and we value each and every one of you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to your point about something that someone who's attending the event could go and look at, if you go to allsoulsprocession.org, in addition to how to donate and what the route is, there is a lot of information about the history of the event, about the themes, and anything else that you might be looking for.
Well, thanks for coming in.
We're looking
forward to having a great time tonight. Folks, we hope you can attend. And we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now, old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar, yeah. Preach it, son.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.